right now we've got with us head volleyball coach Doug Hargrove, and Tom Rogers even popped in here and had to say a little something to you. And we've got two of your gals with you, Savannah Garnett and Megan Hicks. So I tell you what, Coach Hargrove, it has been quite the year for everyone across the board. So tell me a little bit how volleyball has been kind of impacted, some things that you're looking at, maybe some things that you're hoping will come to pass.
Well, certainly it has been a year like no other. And, you know, volleyball, we were greatly impacted. We typically start our off season on March the 1st, and we actually got to go back into the gym one day before all of this hit. So that certainly impacted our off season. Typically, we start our what would be our fall season on July the 15th, and we really didn't get started back until August the 3rd with some normal activity. And even on August the 3rd, it wasn't really normal activity. We actually had tryouts on August 24th and 25th. And then from the day after we selected the team, we had a week and a half to get ready for before our first game. Yes. Normally, under normal conditions, once our team is selected, we would have right at a month before our first official match. So we have had to push a lot of things in a very short amount of time.
And it just makes it kind of, well, it's difficult because you really don't know from day to day. You're learning from day to day. Okay, what can we do now? What do we expect here? You know, what do I need to tell my students and my athletes? And it's really sometimes, I would say, a little bit confusing.
It has been very confusing, and for those of us that have been doing this for several years, we're kind of set in our ways, and we know from day to day what we were expecting to do. And then when it all changes, and with all the new protocols that were coming down really on a daily basis, and so usually most of the time when I would get to talk to somebody, I would say, well, as of today, this is what we're planning on doing. Now, that may change in the next 15 minutes or tomorrow, but as of today, this is what we're doing.
What are some things that you're kind of, maybe some expectations, some goals that you're hoping for this next season?
Well, certainly the expectations with what we were faced with, certainly the expectations, some of the expectations have changed.
Yes.
You know, a couple of the expectations that will always be there would to bring a positive attitude and maximum effort every day, and really just to be competitive. That's our goal every day,
exactly.
Is to be competitive.
That is exactly right, because there's been so much going on, and everybody has really had to learn to do stuff a little bit differently. So that's where I want to bring Savannah and Megan into play here. So Savannah, and I'm sorry, I'm looking through a screen at you. Tell me a little bit about, one, your position, what you play, and what grade you are.
Okay, I'm a junior in high school. That's 11th grade. My name's Savannah, obviously, and I'm a setter for volleyball.
Now, why volleyball? Is there some things that kind of brought you about to that, where you wanted to, you know, that's the sport that you love?
Well, I just first tried it out, and it was me and three other girls trying out. We were the youngest girls there, and from that very beginning, I just found, like, a love for it. There was something about the people, the game. It was exciting and just so much fun.
I love it. And now, Scott Brown, you walked in, and okay. that means you've got a little something to say. So I'm going to actually hand over the mic partially to Scott. Oh, I don't know if I ought to do that, but I'm going to. Yeah, eventually.
I promise. You guys are playing better this year. That's got to feel pretty good.
It does.
Considering that you didn't get a lot of summer time to work on it, I know Coach Hargrove had some things planned for you guys to do more than what you were able to do. Does it kind of make you wonder how good you would be, how much better you'd be if you had the full summer to work on some stuff?
I do. I feel like we might have already won more matches if we had more time to practice and work as a team, because these are really our games right now are like our practices because this is our first time working with our team all together on a court.
But a lot of you guys are coming back from last year, so that has to help that you kind of still, you know each other both on the court and off.
It was a very quick adjustment, but knowing that we have the same players, and we all came together as a team to really be there for each other and learn how to be quick and better and how to play together again.
What does it mean to get out and kind of touch that volleyball and get on the court?
It feels so great. Like, I've missed it so much, and being back with my team and playing with my teammates and having that feel again is amazing.
So for both of you, is it safe to say that you probably will never take any type of sports for granted? And if there's like a day that you may not be feeling great and you thought, well, I may just kind of phone it in and go home and not go to practice. I mean, you probably won't take sports for granted ever again, will you?
No. After this year, it was just a huge adjustment, and I'm so happy that we're playing now, and I will never not put 100% effort into it.
Is there a little, I don't want to say doubt, but you kind of don't know when your season, you know, your season could kind of get, the rug could get pulled out from you at any time. So how do you balance that mentally and still show up for practice and do everything you're supposed to do with that unknown cloud over your head?
I always go into practice and walk into games ready to give my 100% because this could be my last game. This could be my last practice. It's all in the unknown. So I want to put 100% of everything I have into what may or may not be my last practice or game.
Very good. Like I said, Coach, you guys are looking a lot better. And, you know, I know you feel like that you're close to turning that corner.
I feel like we are. Like I say, we're starting to get together a little bit more. We're starting to do a few more things in practice that we should have already gotten to. And with the way the schedule ended up being, this is actually the first week we've finally got a chance to kind of breathe a little bit and actually work on some things at practice, see what we were doing the first couple of matches, and then so now we've got some things we know, we have a direction now.
Having the home matches, you have to feel good about the support in the crowd that you've gotten because of the attendance limits that are put, especially for the indoor sports.
Absolutely. For a couple of home matches that we've had really good crowd support, and you know, we are certainly thankful that you know, that we are able to have fans, you know, to support our players. That means everything when you do have that support. And you know, it's something I know, you know, different school districts are having to do things different ways, and, you know, different protocols and things. And, you know, I'm just glad that we are able to have the number of fans that we can have.
It's kind of been family hour for the last hour or so. We had Hunter Reynolds in, and then cousin Marley was in. We had Savannah's dad, golf coach Jim Garnett, in a little while ago. Savannah's in. You did a better job than your dad did, so you can go home and tell him I said that.
I will.
And yeah, Megan Hicks and coach Doug Hargrove, thank you guys for coming out, and again, good luck the rest of this year.
Thank you.
Thank you.